USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the open border policy of the Biden administration threatens America's sovereignty, the Supreme Court of the United States stepped in Tuesday, demanding the Biden administration reinstate President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The court voted 6-3 to reject Biden's desire to block reinstatement. Democrats criticized the MPP program, in which migrants were often forced to live in dangerous conditions south of the Mexico border. President Biden said Tuesday that over 70,000 people had been evacuated since the airlifts began on August 14th and that the United States and its allies were on pace to pull out of Afghanistan by the deadline. It should be noted a number of Americans remain behind Taliban lines and could become hostages if not extracted by the 31 August deadline. The House of Representatives voted Tuesday to advance key parts of President Biden's multi-trillion dollar social spending agenda. It was a partisan vote, 220 to 212, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Rolling Stones have lost their drummer since January of 1963. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The man whose beats power the music of the Rolling Stones has died. Charlie Watts, drummer of the group since 1963, died Tuesday in a London hospital surrounded by his family, according to a statement from his spokesperson. Watts' playing style was a blend of jazz, swing, and R&B that powered the Rolling Stones' blues-infused rock. Watts played on every Stones album and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the group in 1989. Charlie Watts was 80.
In 2014, with much controversy, Facebook dumped Messenger and turned it into its own application. Now, 7 years later, the company is reversing that action. Facebook says it started thinking of Messenger as a service rather than an application. Facebook has already integrated Messenger into Instagram direct messaging. Current plans are to only test the changes with a small number of users in several countries, including the United States. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As Americans wait and see if our brothers and sisters can be rescued from Afghanistan, the women of Afghanistan have already lost. Former Inside Edition producer Laura Trump on Fox News says all Americans should be appalled by America's lackadaisical leadership.
Yeah, it is absolutely devastating, and it's thanks to Joe Biden and the Biden administration that every woman and girl in Afghanistan has just lost their fundamental basic human rights. We are talking about girls as young as 9 years old being subjected to arranged marriages. We are talking about brutality, torture, rape, and if they don't fully comply with what the Taliban want, then they're just simply killed. We've already seen it happen. And look, I don't know who needs to hear this. Perhaps it is our federal government and the Biden administration, but the Taliban is a barbaric terrorist organization. The fact that we are in any way, shape, or form considering legitimizing them at all, especially as the government of a country, is mind-boggling to me. I had incredibly low expectations as to how Joe Biden would be as president of the United States. He has surpassed even my lowest expectation at this point. Every American should be shocked and shaken to our core by what we have seen happen under Joe Biden in such a short amount of time. God bless all of those people in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.